Oh, my sweet Lord. Welcome, welcome. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Steve here. It's Tuesday, September 10th, the birthday of Steve's second child. Yes, we were Steve-less today on the show as his wife was undergoing her second C-section. It's C-Day in the Vassalotti household. So we had some updates throughout the show. We had your guesses as to the gender. If you got it right, you might have been winning some Flyers tickets. We learned at the end of the show the big reveal. Stay tuned. Wait for it to see what Steve ended up having. I don't know how they had the patience to go 9 months without knowing, but all is well. We're happy for them, and we're happy we made it through the show without going off the air. We almost did. Well, Cindy almost did. It was a fun show. It was chaos, beautiful chaos today. We hit the phones to hear about the most annoying thing your coworkers do. Vegans are losing their minds once again. Asymmetrical jeans are now a thing in the fashion world. Bob Seger is ending his career in Philly. We once again handed out tickets at 8:35 with Who's That Bob, but we also shared some really cool facts about Seger that you may not know this morning, and all kinds of other stuff sprinkled in here and there. Let's hear right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
A lot for us to get to this morning, but we are missing a player this morning. Steve is not here because...
Well, that was the excuse,
yeah,
too.
I know. His wife's going to have a baby and, you know, and doing a C-section and, you know... But probably by the time the show's over with, we will know. Because what's you going into, like 7:30,
something like that? Yeah, and yeah. Who knows how long it takes to cut open the human stomach.
All right, for the second time.
Right.
For the second time.
That's
going
scar
down.
Tissue.
All right, but this can benefit you because we've got Flyers tickets, a pair of tickets to see the Flyers take on the Vegas Golden Knights at the Wells Fargo Center on October 21st. Tickets for all Flyers games are on sale now, and you can pick up these tickets that we have by going to the JDB Show Facebook page and betting on the baby, because they don't know. None of us know. He, you know, Steve, Lauren, the Steve, well, I just
whoa,
have, just have
hey,
married
what?
Your wife.
The milkman.
Right. Steve and Kristen don't know what the baby is. They want to be surprised, so they will find out this morning, as the rest of us will. So you have the opportunity to guess on what sex the baby will be. Will it be a boy or a girl? And we will go to the whole list, and we will check if you voted on both, right? But we'll go to the whole list and pick someone who picked the winning group and give them a pair of Flyers tickets. So go to the JDB show and give yourself the opportunity to pick up on these tickets to see the Golden Knights. Was it 2 years ago that the Golden Knights were in the Stanley Cup?
Yes. Yeah, they had a miracle run, but
right,
it stopped short of the Cup.
It stopped short of the Cup, right? Yep. Right. I wonder if they lose to Boston, didn't they?
That might have been who it was. Whoever it was, I watched the Stanley Cup that year just for the Vegas games because it's basically the Renaissance Fair before the puck drops. It's awesome.
Well, we'll find out who'll get these tickets later on this morning. And, oh, yeah, and more importantly, what sex the baby is.
The John DiBella Podcast. John DiBella.
There are a lot of annoying things in the world, all right? And probably one of the one that's universal for everybody is telemarketers, right? You know, and robocalls and
sure.
Stuff like that.
Relentless.
Some guy, I'm not sure where this guy is, but he does a kick-ass Donald Duck. So whenever a telemarketer calls, mm-hmm. He puts them through this.
Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Is this a real Donald?
Yes, I'm Donald. This is Donald Sizemore. Who are you?
This is Laura from the Vegan Pharmacy. I'm calling with regards to your medication.
Oh, no. Am I in trouble? Hello? Are you there? I can't hear you. Hello? I don't talk to him all the time.
he just drives them away. Just drives them away. What a great idea. But a survey came out this week. Speaking of annoying, a survey came out this week about people working in offices. The new survey asked office workers to name the things that their coworkers do that annoy them the most. All right. Number one came in poor hygiene. Okay,
sure,
fine.
Sure. The stinky guy.
Right. The stinky guy smells like, for some reason, the stinky guy always smells like vegetable soup. I've never been able to figure that out. You know, ignoring emails. You send emails to people, they never respond.
Right.
You hear that one, Shoes? All right.
Oh.
Leaving a mess in the kitchen, or in this case, leaving a mess in the studio.
Yep.
All right. Oh, my. Every morning I got to come in here and clean
newspapers
in the vents.
Newspapers
in the vents.
Remember that.
Although the one that gets me the most here at the station is, look, I'm here at 4 o'clock in the morning every morning. Mm-hmm. I'm here till at least, you know, 12:30, 1 o'clock regularly, sometimes even later.
Yeah, we put in a full day.
Right. But without fail, after 11 o'clock, people who see me around them say, well, oh, you're still here?
What are you doing here still?
Hello, I work for a living. All right, you know, what do you think? You get to this level of success by, you know, just like, I'll just show up and magically people will like me.
In fairness to them, though, morning shows are pretty much non-existent in most stations
after 11 a.m. That's true.
Not trying to pat ourselves on the back, but
we're here for the long haul.
But I'm willing
to open this up to everybody. All right, you know, the most annoying things that your coworkers do.
Sure.
Right, try to keep it simple. You know, like poor hygiene, ignoring emails, having a messy desk. Right?
Taylor had a few.
What do you have, Taylor?
Oh, I have a billion.
I don't have that much time.
Yeah, we don't have much time. That's why I said a few.
Give me one.
Okay, one. When people come in, it's like 9:30, and they're like, I am so tired. Oh my, I'm exhausted. Are you?
Yeah.
Are you, Sandra? Are you that exhausted? Really? Tell me about it.
So what is it for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. What is the most annoying thing that your coworker does?
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Paul McCartney and Wings and Live and Let Die. You see, now, if we were doing Breakfast at the Beatles every morning, this is one of the things I said, I never get to play the Beatles outside of that 10 minutes. Everybody didn't get to hear the Beatles all show long.
Those poor 6 o'clock hour listeners.
Exactly.
You know?
They never got Beatles songs, right? And 8 o'clock hour listeners, it wasn't any better for them.
Deprived.
Right. And now we've got a brand new bit coming up at 7:10 this morning, which is song stories. As a matter of fact, today's song story is rather interesting. The song you know doesn't have, actually, it's two songs, and each one of them doesn't have the lyrics that you know, and they're both songs that you know, love, and in major hits.
My head hurts.
All right. Yeah. Well, when you find out how it has to do with Steve Miller. All right. I'll tell you that much now. Okay.
Ooh.
So what you're hearing is not what you were supposed to hear, but you're still hearing it. It sounds like magic. It really is weird the way this whole thing worked out. I know the story, and I still can't put my mind around it. I just can't get my hands around it at all. But let's see. And speaking of things we can't get our hands around, this morning, Cindy's on the telephone. Good morning, Cindy.
Yay, good morning.
All right. Yeah, we're having some
technology.
Well, part of that is this is all, we're going to blame it on Steve. It'll be Steve's fault. Steve decided that having a baby is much more important than doing the radio show. You know, and what do you think? You know, we're taking bets on the baby today, and listeners can win flyer tickets by going to our Facebook page, right? So what are you going to say, boy or girl?
I just feel like it's going to be another boy.
You think it's going to be another boy?
I'm probably wrong.
All right, well, Steve and Kristen think it's going to be another boy also because of it feels the same way.
It's breached again. So
only
a boy would be that troublesome.
Right. Let's think about who we're talking about here. Only one of Steve's kids would be that troublesome. All right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch it.
MGK.
Okay. See, this is, you know, vegans shoot themselves in the foot. And it's worldwide. It's not just here in America. Vegans shoot themselves in the foot. And this is the reason why so many people can't handle vegans. That you're just like, go away.
Just go away.
A Spanish vegan group has a viral video on their hands. The self-described anti-speciesists and trans feminists is what they call themselves. They have logged over 500,000 views of a video where they separate roosters from hens because they don't want the hens to be subjected to rape and non-consensual sex.
Oh, they'd lose their minds in Quakertown.
All right. In addition, they smash eggs in the video because they belong to the hens.
It's a feminist statement.
And as an added bonus, they proudly proclaim that you're either vegan or you're helping to finance animal slavery.
Oh, my God.
You are an idiot.
You bring it on yourself, vegans. You bring it on yourselves.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Madness.
102.9.
Madness.
MGK.
This morning we are without Steve because Steve and his wife Kristen are off waiting to pull a baby out her belly. Literally, they're waiting to pull a baby out her belly.
It's C-Day.
Right? It's C-section day. And you could take a guess on whether it's going to be a boy or a girl. They don't know. They won't find out until the C-section's done. So if you want to do that, you could end up winning Flyers tickets. Go to the JDB Show Facebook page and bet on the baby. And maybe you walk away with Flyers tickets. Tickets are already on sale for the Flyers season. And let's see. Oh, they go on sale. I'm sorry. They go on sale Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. If you want more information about Flyers tickets, go to PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. But 66 degrees out there right now. And right now, it's time for Song Story, which is being brought to us by Robbins de Bellaware Diamonds. Self-serve ring cases and absolutely no sales tax. That's Robbins de Bellaware Diamonds. And this morning, we're dealing with Stevie Guitar Miller. And you probably know his hit from 1976, Take the Money and Run. And, of course, the single that followed that was Rockin' Me. But from what we get from Steve Miller, all right, the songs have more than that in common, that they came from the first, they came from the same album. They came out in 1976. It was on the Fly Like an Eagle album. But Steve actually switched something around. And when you think, it's so hard to get your hands around what this concept is. But here's Steve Miller to explain what it is he did.
The funny thing about Take the Money and Run was that originally Rockin' Me and Take the Money and Run were, the music was opposite. So I was singing Rockin' Me on top of Take the Money and Run music. And Take the Money and Run was originally written on top of the rhythm track for Rockin' Me. And I changed them, and that's what put them together. That made them work.
I mean, I can't wrap my head around it.
I'm trying to do it in my head right now. It's not happening.
It just doesn't work.
John DiBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Van Halen in there. David Lee Roth is planning a residency in Vegas. I'm hoping he gets some singing lessons before he gets there.
I was going to say, is it magic?
Yeah, I mean, because it is. The last time he was around, he was having a real rough time vocally. So hopefully before he goes in there, he's probably going to do his Just a Gigolo song and dance man show, so I don't know what it's going to be, but they announced that he's going to be doing a residency. 66 degrees outside right now, mixed sun and clouds, a stray shower as possible, temperature getting up to 84 degrees. Oh, Cindy, you're going to be happy this morning.
Okay.
I would like you to please go to the JDB Show Facebook page to see what is the biggest sensation out there. Asymmetrical jeans.
Oh, a skinny leg and a wide leg.
Yeah, right. This is truly ridiculous. Imagine a pair of jeans, folks, where one leg is skinny jeans and the other one is a pair of bell bottoms that starts at the crotch and works its way out.
Like a palazzo pant.
Right, yeah, and it's... Hang on.
It's like one side's for Nana, the other side's for her grandkid. It's actually kind of genius if you have like a leg cast.
Yeah. And what was
it? That's true.
Right, $485?
Something like that.
Pants,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
Under $500.
Right. Under
the deal.
Yeah. They're available at Neiman Marcus, or as I like to call them, Needless Markup. All right. and amazingly... They're available right now in every size.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't imagine why that would be. It's why people aren't rushing out to get it is beyond me. But every size is available, right? Even plus sizes, in case you want to have one giant leg and one tight one.
That would really be a big leg.
$465 or $485.
You sneak a lot of snacks into the movie theater with these, John. Don't knock it.
You could sneak children into the movie theater with the size of that leg.
The John DiBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
There's no way I'm missing this show. I have not seen Bob Seger since I think the last time I saw him was 1980.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, that's how long.
Before I existed.
I may have seen him. I remember seeing him in Pittsburgh, where the sky is brown and yellow and the plants are as smart as the people. All right, but it's not the edge of the universe, but you can't see it from there.
I was hoping you'd only do one.
You know, but I may have seen him one time in Philadelphia. I just don't recall it.
Last time was 8 years ago that he came to Philly.
Really? Yeah. I wasn't at that show. I wasn't at that show, that's for sure. So, I mean, I am really looking forward to this. Okay. And like I said, you have the opportunity to get tickets with Who's That Bob coming up at 8:35 this morning. Last tour, last show of the tour happening here in Philadelphia. But there's a lot that's gone on in Bob Seger's life. So we figured we would put together some things, and to be exact, five things that you did not know about Bob Seger. So let me start here. I mean, obviously, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band wasn't his first band. And one of the earliest bands he was in Doug Brown and the Omens. And they recorded a parody of the Barry Sadler song, the hit, the Ballad of the Green Berets. Their version was titled The Ballad of the Yellow Berets, which was mocking draft dodgers.
Whoa.
And it had to be pulled off the market because Barry Sadler threatened to sue them for doing a parody of his song.
Wow, right? That's crazy.
What do you got?
This is really interesting. Old Time Rock and Roll was named one of the songs of the century in 2001, and it's the second most played jukebox single of all time, only surpassed by Patsy Cline's Crazy.
Crazy. I'm glad you did it that way, too. All right. Speaking of old-time rock and roll, it was only a modest hit when it originally came out, and it wasn't until the song was used in the infamous undies scene and the tidy whitey scene with in Risky Business with Tom Cruise that it got re-released, became a huge hit, along with a wedding reception and karaoke standard.
Oh, God, I could see that. Right. Totally see that. Even though Like a Rock was a radio hit, the song is best known for being used in the Chevy TV campaign. That's how I know it.
Yeah, every football game, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Through all of Like a Rock commercials.
The whole 90s. Which he authorized, this is really interesting, to support struggling Detroit auto workers.
He's been a real big supporter of his hometown.
Makes total sense.
He really has been. And last, at number five, in 1976, he was so popular in Detroit that he played in front of 80,000 fans at the Pontiac Superdome, right? But once he got outside of his home state, things weren't that good. The next night, he played to less than 1,000 people in Chicago.
Wow.
So there are five things you did not know about Bob Seger, but I'm going to assume that in Detroit at the Pontiac Silverdome, it sounded something like this.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again.
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.
So we found this story, this survey, actually, that asked office workers to name the things their coworkers do that's the most annoying thing. And there was, number one in the results is poor hygiene. Okay, I can understand that. Like I said earlier, nothing worse than sitting next to somebody who smells like vegetable soup. I don't know why people with body odor smell like vegetable soup, but that's what always comes off for me.
I smell hoagies.
You smell hoagies? Well, it's about the same.
Same thing.
It's about the same thing, all right? Leaving a mess in the kitchen, ignoring emails. So we want to open it up to everybody. 215-263-WMGK. For me, it's, are you still here? Right? You know, yes, I'm still here. It's only 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm here till 2, right? You know, and what was it for you?
For me, it's the passive aggressive notes that are left in the kitchen, on the vending machine. I hate them, but at the same time, God, I love them. Send them to me every time. I have coworkers that text me pictures of them because they know how much
really,
I love, hate them.
And Taylor, you hate the, what's it? The oh, I'm so tired.
Oh yeah, like 9:30. I am so exhausted.
Yeah,
it's gonna be such a long day. Like, shut up.
Right, okay? Especially for saying that
no
to somebody
cares.
Comes in at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
All right. So what is it for you? Call us in the studio 215-263-WMGK. That voice in the background doing all that. That's Youssou N'Dour from, I can't remember.
Look at you.
From the Ivory Coast or from Senegal, one of the two.
Wow.
Right. And that's why, Peter was doing all that world music at that time, and he discovered him. And Peter had this entire catalog of, or record company, did nothing but record and produce all of these acts from all around the world. He had this whole, world music thing going.
That was his Bernard Fowler?
That was his Bernard Fowler.
Take him out with him?
Cool. He used to go out on the So Tour. He was part of the So Tour.
Okay.
Right? I don't think he did much beyond that. But In Your Eyes from Peter Gabriel, The John DeBella Show, a cloudy 66 degrees outside. We're supposed to get this mixed with some sun. Maybe a stray shower could happen today. The high temperature about 84 degrees, 66 degrees now. Bright Side, it's our first week back from vacation, so the Bright Side list is really, really open. You got something you want to say, a text you need to get on the air? Well, just text it on into us. MGK, MGK, that's 645-645. But we've got a bunch of people sitting on the phone already, because I knew as soon as I said, hey, what are the things that your coworkers annoy you about? Well, I knew that everybody would be calling in, because they did this new survey, and it is amazing, right? Talking loudly. My coworkers don't bother me with that. That's my wife's job, right?
Yeah, you
know? It's like, yeah. The deaf have no problem at my house, right? Eating food that smells horrible in the office is something else that they came up with. But let's go to the phone and see what John has to say. Good morning, John. How you doing?
Pretty good today. Just heading to work.
All right. Well, John, tell me, what is the most annoying thing that your coworkers do?
When they eat like a slob. Food falling out of their mouth, mouth wide open, letting you see what they're chewing.
Oh, God.
Swiping it on the floor and then walking away like their mother's there at work going to clean up after them.
So you have to learn the art of the lunch break alone.
Yeah, well, see, we're in construction. We go
out.
Eating in the truck.
You don't have coworkers. You have beasts. Yeah. Kelsey, what about yourself, right? What annoys you with your coworkers?
We have one woman who chews gum so loud and pops it, snaps it, and it is just the most grating noise on the planet.
Oh, God.
My wife makes me throw gum out the window because of my smacking.
And she's in HR, so I can't say anything.
Oh, God. Over to Steve. Okay, what's it for you, Steve? Why is there a clock ticking in the background? You're getting me scared. Are you the Unabomber?
No, it's my turn signal.
Okay.
Hey, biggest thing I get annoyed at is people who leave time left on the microwave.
Oh, God. All right. I have never been in our kitchen where there isn't time
forever
left on the microwave.
14 seconds
right,
every
right.
time.
Oh, God.
Or
right.
three.
Mai, what about yourself? Is it May or Mai?
My.
Hi, Mai.
Hi.
So what about yourself?
So when they leave the K-cup in the Keurig machine every day.
Oh, I'm a big violator of this.
Day.
That goes along with the microwave.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm excited when my coffee's ready.
Ed, what about you? What did the coworkers do to drive you crazy?
Booyakasha, John.
Booyakasha, dude.
I get to city at 6:30 in the morning, and I live an hour away. And every time they call me before 6:30, their first question is, I hope I didn't wake you.
Have a good morning. Aaron?
Yeah.
What do your coworkers drive you crazy about?
I work in a kitchen in a cafeteria.
Okay.
And we have the same thing every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But right before lunch starts, she asked me what we're having for lunch. There's menus all over the place. It's like, why?
We're cooking the food. Why don't you know?
Right. She's been here 2.5 years. We have the same thing. Every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the second platter. But no. What do we have for lunch today?
Oh my God. Have a great morning.
Thanks. You too.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, John DeBella rocks you all rock.
102.9.
You're fabulous. I love you forever.
Wow.
MGK.
Today's version of this big dumb show comes to its timely halt. Debbie Counton is here. Good morning to you.
Hello. The right. suspense is killing me.
Is suspense
me
killing
too, man.
Oof. All right. Well, let's go to
none
the
none of us know.
Because that's where Steve is. Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys.
How you doing? Oh, you sound better than you did earlier.
Much
he sounds
better.
Really calm.
Yeah. No. Earlier this morning, it sounded like he went through labor.
Oh, I don't know why. I think I was maybe just being quiet because I was in a recovery room in the hospital.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well,
which I'm still there, but at this point, whatever. Who cares?
Yeah, right. Let him kick you out. You want to go home anyway. So is everything okay? How's Kristen?
Everybody's okay. Kristen, how you feeling?
Feel pretty good.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Listen to that.
I'm impressed.
She's awake. Wow. She's alive.
Right.
She's good. The baby's healthy. Mom's healthy.
Oh, well, that's...
She currently can't move her legs, but everybody's good.
Okay. All right. Well, then, let me see. Whether, do we have anything here I can use? Where the hell is... Oh, here we go.
Drum.
Nice. All right. Steve.
Okay.
It's time for the reveal. The way reveals should be done.
All right.
You know, so, not 6 months before the baby's born.
So, born today at 7:50 this morning. weighing 7 pounds and 15 ounces. We don't have a length yet. We'll get that once we get into our room for the week or the couple days. The hair color is not red.
It's not red. Okay.
It is not a redhead. We have a dark-haired child. That is a boy.
Oh, my God.
It's a boy. Oh, it's a boy. Oh, boy. Oh,
all those clothes will work that I gave you. Yay. Fabulous.
Well, that is great. Oh, wait. So we have to have the big ending here. Here comes Steve. And you know what's the wildest thing?
What's that?
He named him John.
How about
that? No, we didn't. It's just Jack. I cannot come to work and have to listen to John DeBella say, well, you kids named after me for the rest of the
that Jack is just another way of saying John. Most Jacks are Johns. So
not this one. Damn it.
Should play Captain Jack.
You're a real Jack.
Well, it's nice that you named him after a character on Will and Grace.
Just Jack.
Well, congratulations. Take some time. And take the time if you need. We expect you back Thursday.
All right. I'll see you guys next week.
All right. Well, you know what? There really is, Debbie, there's really only one song to play this morning.
The one that you just played?
No, this one.
All right, then, yes.
All right, yes,
Chris. Have to do it.
Little does he know, he's already going into the service.
Ahoy, Jack.
Congratulations, Steve.
Awesome, thanks, man. Guys.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.